Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
I laughed about it when you first brought it up. I think a year ago we were talking about something similar. But the more I look at him and, you know, he needs the gig. He's, you know.
Are you with me?
He could use the work.
I always said you look like Rick Moranis. And Rick Moranis should play you in a movie. Are you on board?
I think Rick Moranis would do an excellent job.
Honey, I Shrunk the Rocky.
I think he'd be able to pull it off. Yeah,
I think he would do a good job. And here's the thing. He's a good actor. He's funny like you. You're funny. That's the question we're putting out into the universe. Please let us know who would play you in a movie if you could pick, and why would you pick this person? In the text club, first text we got, Jim Carrey, because we're both lanky and we're both very random.
Okay.
I'll take that.
All right, that works.
Okay. We got Melissa McCarthy twice on our Facebook page, and one says, because my name is Melissa and she plays a good crazy person. Okay, I will take that logic too. Tammy said Melissa McCarthy because she's already played a crazy lady named Tammy in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a good movie.
All right.
I would pick Natalie Portman because I get told that I look like her. She's so much more talented and accomplished, but I think that's the point. Like, you want somebody better than you to play you.
She could bring it down, yeah.
Yeah, she could bring it down to my level. Now, Eileen on our Facebook page says, Rosie Perez, everyone that knows me says I sound like her and I look like her, so she would definitely be the one to play me. I adore her. Can I just tell you, Eileen, her and White Men Can't Jump, she made that movie. Do you remember how good she was at Jeopardy in that movie?
And that voice.
Oh, love it. Renee says Betty White because she has a foul mouth just like me. Vicky said I would pick Sandra Bullock because she can play any part, comedy, drama, etc. Yeah. Good point, Vicky. Yeah. You would want someone who could do all the little seasons of your life and convey them properly. Sandy Bullock is perfect. And Don says John Candy because he was such a down-to-earth person. Hmm. That was such a loss, wasn't it? Like John Candy and Chris Farley, I put on the same level of loss.
Yep.
They just weren't ready to go.
Mm-hmm. We didn't see enough.
Exactly.
From either of them.
Yes.
Just, you know, there's a couple of movies and then that's it.
They weren't done. They weren't done.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm tweeting Rick Moranis just to see if he is available.
Dude. If you and Rick Moranis become Twitter friends, I'm just going to have so much respect for you.